With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Following a week of warning about it, some describing it as telegraphing it, the Biden administration responds. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
U.S. military forces struck more than 85 targets at seven facilities utilized by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the militant groups that they sponsor. Three of the facilities are in Iraq. Four of them are in Syria. Numerous aircraft, including B-1 bombers dispatched from the United States, were involved in this operation.
Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis admits to having an affair with a married man, the same man she hired to be the special prosecutor in her case against former President Trump. She's charged with benefiting financially from that hire. Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll shows that Joe Biden has a problem with both Republican and Democratic voters. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
The president's approval rating dropped to 38% in January, according to the latest Reuters Ipsos poll. His job approval has been below 50% since August of 2021. While it's no surprise that large majorities of Republicans give the president low marks on immigration and the economy, he also faces resistance from his own party. 47% of Democrats say the country is on the wrong track. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Forecasters are warning that the Pineapple Express heading to California could have life-threatening impacts. The National Weather Service says an atmospheric river could bring up to 8 inches of rain from San Diego to Monterey, California, from late Saturday into early Wednesday. Los Angeles could see over 5 inches of rain in just 3 days' time. Podcaster Joe Rogan renews his contract with Spotify, the multi-year deal reportedly worth as much as $250 million. This is SRN News. The Speaker of the House makes the case for religious liberty.
Republican Mike Johnson says the Biden administration needs to get tough with China over its persecution of Christians. The Speaker, who delivered his remarks at the annual International Religious Freedom Summit here in Washington, also called attention to the plight of believers in North Korea and other places around the globe. Religious persecution is at an all-time high in many countries, and Johnson says the U.S. needs to do more. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are mounting another push to restore the procedure in Kentucky, but Democratic Representative Lindsey Burke, who is sponsoring the bill, admits it will probably fail. A near-total abortion ban has been in place in Kentucky since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It bans abortions except when carried out to save a mother's life. The Supreme Court there refused to modify the pro-life law in a legal challenge last year. This is SRN News. An asteroid the size of a skyscraper buzzed Earth Friday. Correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
First things first, it'll pass within 1.7 million miles of Earth. But that's seven times the distance from the Earth to the Moon. And there's no chance of it hitting us. Designated 2008 OS-7, NASA estimates it's between 690 and 1,575 feet across. So similar in size to the Empire State Building. Just one of several asteroids making approaches in the coming days. Three much smaller ones, no more than 10 yards across, on Friday, followed by another two on Saturday. And on Sunday, an asteroid roughly half the size of 2008 OS-7. I'm Ben Thomas.
NHL sending its players to the Olympics for the first time since 2014 made the announcement Friday, saying it committed to the next two Olympics. More details at SRNnews.com.